Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So today we need to talk about imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome, if you don't know what that means, is a syndrome that makes you feel like an imposter. It's this feeling that you get every now and then, and it happens to everybody, that you know you're just not worthy of what you're doing. You're not really who you claim to be or who you're kind of putting yourself out there to be. You're actually just an imposter. You're a hack. You don't deserve this. You shouldn't be doing what you're doing. And eventually, sooner or later, people are gonna find out. They're gonna find out who you really are. They're gonna find out what you're really made of, and you'll be exposed, and it'll be embarrassing. It'll be the scandal of the year, and you'll be ruined. Okay, that's imposter syndrome in a nutshell. And it usually happens when something really good comes about. Okay, it comes up to the surface when something good happens in your business. You have some kind of achievement, some kind of an accomplishment, something that you feel good about. That's when it kind of creeps up and says, hey, well, you know what? Maybe you don't really deserve this. Maybe you got lucky, okay? Maybe you fooled those people, but you're not gonna fool everybody. And sooner or later, they're gonna find out that you're an imposter. Okay, that's my very rudimentary street level definition of imposter syndrome. It is a real thing. It is a real psychological phenomenon. And it happens to everybody, those who are imposters and those who aren't imposters. So that's the good news. It happens to everybody. It's happening to me right now. And that's why I wanted to talk about it. I got an email last night from a prospect. He had booked a meeting with me after watching a webinar. And there's a little questionnaire that you have to fill out when you book a meeting with me. And one of the questions is, what do you want to get out of this meeting? And he goes, well, I've learned a lot from X, Y, and Z, and X, Y, and Z are like some of the biggest names in my industry. Like names that if I said who they were, you would instantly recognize those names. And I've learned a lot from these people, from working with these people, like not just like listening to their podcasts or something like that. From working with these people, I've learned a lot, and I'm interested to learn more from you. And I was like, whoa, okay, slow down. You've already worked with some of the biggest names in my industry. I mean, these are people that, you know, I look up to as mentors, and I've had some of them on my show. They're people who, like, in 10, 15 years, like, I want to be where they're at. So, you know, I want you to understand that these people are not, you know, and this is not, I hope I'm not being, what's the word, self-defeating. Like, this is not to say that I don't have anything to offer, but look, in every industry, there are people that you look up to. In your industry, there are people that you look up to. There are people that you want to emulate. There are people who you see as ahead of you in the game. And if somebody emailed you and said, hey, look, I've already worked with the two or three or four biggest names in your industry, the people that you look up to as mentors, and said, and I now want to learn how you can help me, I'm sure you'd be a little bit intimidated by that, as I was. And so imposter syndrome crept up, and I haven't had the call yet, but now I'm thinking, look, well, this guy doesn't need my help, right? Because he's already worked with X, Y, and Z. How am I going to help him? He's already gotten, you know, the best of the best on his side. And so I'm thinking to myself, well, what are we going to talk about on the call? How am I going to broach this? I'm getting in my own way. Basically, I'm letting imposter syndrome get the best of me, and I'm getting in my own way. And now I'm kind of over it. Now the initial kind of shock of that has faded, and I'm trying to put imposter syndrome in its place. And here's how I'm doing that. The first thing is to acknowledge that imposter syndrome is a very real thing. It happens to everybody. It happens to you. It happens to me. It also happens to X, Y, and Z. It happens to those guys whose names he mentioned. It happens to them too. And that's a fact. That's a reality. And you know what? It's a good thing. It's a good thing. If you get imposter syndrome from time to time, it's a good thing because it shows that you're still humble. It shows that you're still honest. If you're somebody who never gets imposter syndrome, I would say your arrogance is blinding you. That you're just too full of yourself, you're too arrogant, and eventually that's going to hang you. So it's a thing, it happens to others, it happens to you, and you know, it's a good thing. It keeps you humble, it keeps you honest, keeps you in check. So it's a feature, not a bug, in other words. The second thing to do is go back to the fundamentals. Ask some really core fundamental questions. In this case, I'm asking myself, look, can I help this person? Is there something that I have to offer that can help this person grow their business? And the answer is yes, because he hasn't done everything, okay? He's not like, he is pretty impressive. I looked over his website and his materials. I mean, he's come a long way. He's certainly more advanced than most of the clients that I work with. But there's a lot that could be improved, and there's a lot that I could add value to as far as his marketing and his sales and his business development process. So can I help this person? Yeah, I absolutely can help this person, even though he's worked with all those other guys. And the third question I'm asking myself is, well, do I have a unique perspective to share with him that he might not have gotten elsewhere? And the answer is yes. Again, I respect those other guys that he's worked with, and they have great perspectives, and their perspectives have in many ways shaped my perspectives, but I still have my own perspective. I still have my own point of view. I still have my own way of doing things that is unique, that is distinct from the way that they do things. And you know what? Maybe my way will really hit home with this guy. Maybe my way is what he really needs. I don't know. I have to go and have the conversation. But the point is, I need to be open to the idea that maybe he has worked with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, but maybe something was missing from those experiences that he didn't get there, but he might be able to get with me. That is very, very possible. And once I opened myself up to that possibility, then I began to realize this imposter syndrome thing is just, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. And it's really just holding me back from potentially helping another person. Because look, he's coming to me for a reason. Like, I haven't made any bold, outrageous claims to get him to come to me. I mean, he's consumed my content. He's liked what he saw. And obviously there's something there that he feels is missing right now. There's a gap that he feels that I can help him fill. So my job as a professional is not to get too caught up in my own head, not to let imposter syndrome get the best of me. That's what amateurs do. My job as a professional is to put my own ego, my own anxiety, my own apprehensions, my own imposter syndrome aside and focus on helping this guy with whatever he needs help with, focusing on helping him get the outcome that he's looking for. So my job on that call is to find out what that outcome is. What does he want to achieve? What are his obstacles? What's standing in his way? And then to make a very honest assessment with him as to whether or not I can help him with that. So that's how I'm dealing with imposter syndrome. I hope that helps you deal with it as well. Again, if it happens, don't panic. It happens to everybody. It happens to the best of us. It's normal. It makes you human. Deal with it and move on. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.